Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Broadway. Hello. Welcome to the air, everybody. The legendary father himself, Rodney Milan, is now on the air. So now we can definitely get straight into the madness and all the drama because the girls, and that's all I'm going to say is the girls' mistake. I have listened to the red carpet. I have listened to what the tea. And nobody has the actual tea on what's going on. I don't know. We have an hour and 42 minutes. I don't know if we're going to need more time because there's going to be a lot of people calling in and things of that nature. But if we need more time at 12:30, I will add more time if we need more time. But they always talk about the negative in the ballroom scene, the negative and the negative and the negative. And so I know we have over 100 people on the phone lines. The phone lines are jammed. It's 55 people in the chat room, and I know it's going to get up even higher in the chat room. So since we always start with the negative, and that's what everybody's on the phone lines for, it's for the negative, and everybody's in the chat room for the negative, I'm not going to start with the negative just yet. So, Rodney, can you please give us a recap of what happened in Baltimore at the fabulous ball in Baltimore, where there was no negative, and it was promoted by Keith, Keith Wanalaw and the agency in Baltimore. Can you please tell us about the ball in Baltimore? Because I know everybody's waiting for the negative, but I'm going to start with the positive first, and then we'll go to the negative.
Right. Well, first, I do want to, even though, you know, he knew that I wasn't going to be in attendance, apologize to Roy again, that is my big brother, for not being able to support him in his first ball or whatever. I do apologize for that. But he knew it was a personal issue that I had, and he, you know, he respected that. But I did go to Baltimore, and it was sponsored by the Baltimore Department of Health and the Baltimore Coalition, which is with Enrique and the Derek Illuminati, and Stacy and a few others. And Sierra Milan and Jay Bonnie were the commentators for the evening. They did a fabulous job. We had fun upon entering the building. Jay was announcing everyone when they came in, and we had like a little fake status-taking session. So all the legends' status were being taken, and we were just being at the ball as being individuals. So that was, you know, it really started off the ball with fun. Like
but Rodney, they said you're too low. Can you please speak up?
Okay. Can you hear me now better? Hold on.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me better now, Kelly?
Can y'all hear Rodney better now? I hear you perfectly fine, but they said they couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it was a night. It was in the Sheraton Hotel downtown in Inner Harbor. Nice big ballroom venue. The kids definitely came out. Everybody, you know, it was very, very ball. It was, you know, a little shade here and there. But you know, everything was going towards, you know, going according to plan and different stuff like that. You had Eugene, Father Mizrahi. You had Cayenne, Prodigy. You had Mariah Balenciaga, you had Dominique Lacroix, you had Marquise Peanut, Revlon, Dwayne Revlon was there. You had the Lures, you had the Milans, you had the Akons were definitely in the building. The Illuminatis were definitely in the building. The Avisus were there. Marcus, give a shout out to the new mother of Baltimore, Shantae. She was definitely in the building doing her thing, and it was a pretty nice function. The people definitely came out to battle. I'd give a shout out to Cream of Nature on your win for best dress, Cream of Nature Garcon. Give a shout out to you. You know, they gave me the inside track on that at the ball, so I want to congratulate you. And they had a lot of, like, outside the ball, when you first, it was like on the third floor, when you come up, it had a lot of booths with the vendors that was giving you out information about, you know, HIV awareness and different stuff like that. They had testing, they had all type, you know, condom giving out, and different, you know, it was very positive thing being done, you know, and then, you know, the ball started, everything was going good. Vogue Femme was won by Little James Khan. He did an excellent job. Realness with a Twist was won by Justin Evisu. Like I said, Best Dress was won by Cream of Nature. You also had Father Clarence Starr. You had Mother Illuminati. You had Dede Khan. All of them that walk best dressed. Then you had Runway, which was won by Jabre. He is a new Blahnik. I think he just came out at that ball as the Blahnik. You also had Mother Econ Blahnik walk. You had Dominique Lacroix. You had Marco Escada. You had Iman Escada. You had Kimora Khan. You had Orlando Khan. It was a lot of people that walked. It was Safe Sex Message with a inspiration of Jay in your effect. And, you know, some people, like I said, I wasn't around to see all of JFX, but I've seen the majority of them. Some, you know, was given touch and go, but at the most part, if he agreed with it because he was on the mic, then who am I to argue? Also, as well as, what other categories do I remember? Female Figure Performance was won by Tamara Revlon, not the old one, but the new one. She did an excellent job. Her and Shantae Visu was the last battle, but everybody was geared up towards to see Shantae and Brandy battle. They were in different houses. They were both Visu's. Brandy is an Illuminati now, so, of course, you know, everybody was revved up to see those two battle, and it was definitely a fight to the finish. In the end, Shantae did win over Brandy. And Tiny, I want to give a shout out to Tiny Khan. I was impressed. She know I give her my criticism at times, but I will definitely give her my praise on her performance Saturday night. I definitely will give her. She definitely came through. Thug Realness was won by Terrence Blahnik, Father Terrence Blahnik. He came all the way from Charlotte. The Blahniks were definitely in the building. It was a slew of Illuminatis. You had Mugler, you had Khan, you had everybody. But at the end, it was Father Terrence Blahnik. He won Thug. And Film Queen Realness was won by Mother Dana Dior. She looks good. She looks good. All the girls were real. It was some hot battles. The Khan girls was definitely in the building. But Dana Dior, she was the sole survivor. She definitely won that. Schoolboy was won by Slim, Marlon Slim, Ivisu. And Pretty Boy was won by another Blahnik from North Carolina, Junior Blahnik from Charlotte as well. They definitely came up. Executive was won by Khan as well. And then all the winners came back to battle for the money, and the Blahniks took the money as well for that. So we got Female Figure Grand Prize was Tamara, that was 500. Female Runway was the 500, which was won by Jabre. And then the Vogue Film was won by Lil James Khan. So all the money was given out, all the categories. They even had an extra category, time for extra category, Butch Realness, which was won by Prestige. Definitely real, really shit. Old Way was won by Peanut Revlon and another Revlon. I don't remember his name, but that was my first time ever seeing him. I guess he's new.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Ronnie. Go ahead.
One thing they incorporated, they had the people from Baltimore Health Department and the council in on the judges panel with us, which was, you know, I guess because they were sponsoring the ball, Enrique did something to incorporate them so they can get a knowledge of what the ball scene is about. You know, I had good thoughts and bad thoughts on that as well. But for the most part, they judged pretty much okay. From what I from my observation, watching them, trying to see what they were looking at when they was voting and stuff like that. That was pretty good. Also, Sebastian Escada was in the building. Definitely give a shout out to Sebastian. The Escada was in the building. The Prodigies were there in the building as well. Definitely a nice function.
I know that's right. I know that's the case, honey. work it out. I'm so glad that Enrique and Keith and the Baltimore organization definitely had a fab function. I'm definitely glad they definitely had a fab function. Big kudos and shout outs to y'all for definitely having a fab function, honey. Oh my God, honey. You know what I'm gagging at, right? You know
what? Before we go into that, Kelly, it was also a ball in St. Louis on Saturday as well. I don't know if anybody went to the ball or not. I heard a couple of people, Alana Khan and Lollipop, won the performance, and I know Derek Khan won executive, but it was another one of those three must walk for the money type of thing, so I don't know who did what and who won what, who actually got what. So if anybody did go to the ball in St. Louis and they're on the line, hopefully we'll get someone that can give us a recap of that ball as well.
Yes, maybe some people can definitely give us a recap of what happened out there in St. Louis and all the madness and everything, honey, and shit of that nature. But you know what I'm really gagging at, Rodney Rod, I'm really gagging at right now? Because on Monday nights when it's drama over the weekend and it's a function or it's a fight or any madness or somebody's not getting paid at a ball or anything, it's like I get so many IMs from people saying clear the phone lines. I'm trying to get on the phone lines because nobody can get on the lines because the lines are jam-packed. The numbers in the chat room be so high and ridiculous. It be outrageous. But when we do something positive on Tuesday nights with Cabbage or we do something positive on Wednesday nights with myself or Nicole when she was doing it, the numbers don't go past 30. And the numbers just stay so low. But when it's something negative, everybody is out here and everybody wants to hear the negative mistake because nobody has a clear, precise story on what happened at the ball this weekend. So now everybody's on the phone lines and the phone lines is jam-packed. My IMs is being blown up. My cell phone is being blown up and everybody wants to know what happened. But when it's something positive, I don't get this outpour for the positive, and it's ridiculous. I don't even know if I really even want to talk about the story. I really don't. Because I'm just gagging at these numbers. It's just so ridiculous, Miss Thing, for all this negative, Miss Thing. But for the positive, the numbers do not be this high for the positive. But now, y'all, nobody knows what actually happened at Roy Ball but the people that was involved. And I was one of the people that was involved in this situation that happened. And the numbers is just high, and it's nasty. And that's what's really working me right now.
Right.
And I'm really upset. I'm really gagging, honey. But, I got a bunch of phone calls, honey. I don't know where I want to go with this situation because I'm just gagging at these numbers. But I will definitely bring on the icon and the legend. I will definitely be bringing on the legendary, the icon herself, Kool-Aid Seven Khan, and the newly crowned overall East Coast mother, the legendary Nicole Khan. Y'all definitely live on the air on
Hello.
The show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Good evening, ladies.
What's going on?
It was also a ball in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Khans, Milans, and Ms. Rice did their thing out there, I heard, even though it was something out there, too. But it's squashed, it's settled, so. And
oh, wow.
I want to congratulate. Huh?
Where were you this weekend?
Oh, I was in New York.
Oh, okay.
I was in New York. I definitely want to give a shout-out to the old school heads that was in the building from JoJo. It was good to see her. I haven't seen her in a minute. And give a shout out to Roy for voting for me and Richard Ebony and Danielle. You know, a lot of people didn't know that, you know, he's, you know, the masculine Vogue. Out of the whole thing, I had a blast until the end. And just to let the record know that Baby Khan is all right. He just got pushed. It wasn't like he got attacked and he got pushed, but I didn't find out.
Okay, hold on before you go there, Kool-Aid, because, you know, I'm aggravated. I'm just aggravated. I'm really flabbergasted right now. But since y'all girls want the story, let me give y'all a story. This is the story.
Let me finish this, because there's something else important that I wanted to say that a lot of people that didn't know that was Elf also in the building. I had went to a club last night, which I would not tell no one because I don't want all the girls there because it would just mess the whole place up. But me and my nephew, I treated them to this club that I went to, and it was some Caucasian people there. And I was trying to figure out why was they looking at me like, you know. So I was like, well, they probably saw me on YouTube or whatever. Well, come to find out, Kelly and Rodney, it was a lady from Switzerland at the Ebony Ball, and come to find out, she's a reporter. So I was gagging because she came to me. She was like, wasn't she the one on the mic at the ball? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, I was there. And I was like, oh, really? She said, yes, I'm from Switzerland. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah. So I was praying to God that she wasn't there when all that happened, but she also told me that she had to leave.
You got to back up on your phone and get in feedback.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, she was from Switzerland, but she had left when all that drama had happened. So, but I did give her my number, and me and her supposed to be talking about things. But go ahead, Kelly. And I wanted to give a shout-out to my family.
Let me give y'all the drama for the ball. And, you know, I'm not going to hype it up. I was amped up, you know, to come and give y'all the whole rundown and everything, but these numbers just disgusted me. So let me give y'all what happened at the function. This is what happened at the function. What happened at the function was, I wasn't going to any function this weekend. I was going to play Baltimore, and I also was going to play Roybal because I was going through my own situation. And you know, sometimes I'm a Gemini and I have my moments that I go through my moments. And I was over everybody. Over everybody's function this weekend, and I wasn't going to go to anybody ball. But the situation had changed from the Icon ball to this weekend with me making someone father, well, making Rock father Lizzo of New Jersey. So I had to go to the ball. I had to go to the ball this weekend because that was happening. So we was at the ball, and the ball was fine and everything, honey. And I know exactly why they said they were taking those four locos off the market, bitch, because, bitch, I was jumping around all over the place and the thing at the ball and everything. The ball was fabulous. I loved the ball. The venue was definitely fabulous. The venue definitely gave me the YWCA. The bottles of wine that they had on the table had to be removed from the tables because they couldn't have the wine and sell alcohol on the table, so that was removed from the table. And so we had a cheese platter, and they had grapes and stuff in the cheese platter, and that was on the table for $175. The trophies was definitely fab. You got feedback? I don't know where this feedback is coming from. It's not me. I don't know where it's coming from. I'm gagging at this feedback. I don't know where this feedback is coming from. I'm sorry. Let me see. Hold on. Do you still hear the feedback now, Lisa? Do you still hear it? I don't know where the feedback is coming from. Do you still hear it now, Lisa? Feedback? I don't know. Hold on. I don't know where the feedback is coming from. I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. We're just going to have to deal with it. And maybe it's Blog Talk. And we had the cheese and the grapes on the table for $175. The tables for $175. I give the tables a 3 out of a 10 for the, the $175 for the table. The trophies was definitely worth it. The trophies was definitely on point. They was big, like Oscar trophies, heavy, like mahogany wood bottoms, definitely fab trophies, mistake. The trophies for the function, I definitely give the trophies a 10 for the trophies. The trophies was definitely fabulous. I was utterly gagging that a lot of girls wasn't at this function, because Roy is definitely an icon in the scene and has been out for a long time. And I have seen Roy at everybody's function, either walking or being at the ball. And I was gagging that it was in that many girls in the ball. I think it was about 150 girls in the ball. And I think about 75 of the girls was just regular people, regular houses. And the other 75 had to be about Ebony's in the ball. I was gagging that the girls was not in the ball like that. And so we was going, it was a battle between the Cards and the Mizrahis all night. I'm not going to say one by one the kids that won. I definitely do want to congratulate my seven kids that definitely did snatch their seven categories. But the Cards was definitely in the building. I definitely got to give a big shout out to definitely to Nicole and definitely to Luna. And definitely to Kool-Aid for definitely building that up, Miss Thang. And I see it's going to be a cute little rival between the Khans and the Mizrahis and the Milans, because I know Eric's going to be coming with his kids too. So it's going to be a cute little battle. I see it coming. New York is getting back up there. And the last category tonight was performance. And all the girls battled and everything. The last battle was Baby Khan versus Amori Mizrahi versus Cassandra Mizrahi. And Amori and all of them and Cassandra and all of them was voguing down, and they was voguing their hearts out. And I don't know, I was sitting down at the table, and they said security just pushed Amori and baby Khan. And so I'm like, what are y'all talking about? And so then the kids started going like crazy, like, why he pushed them like that? And so I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Just sit down. Bitch, and so then they got mad and was going out there because they wanted to know why he pushed. And so then the Ebonies came towards the Mizrahis. The Mizrahis came towards the Ebonies. I was trying to hold the kids back. Jack was trying to get them back. It was just a whole bunch of craziness. And so as I'm trying to get my kids back, one of the Ebonies came and pushed me. And when he pushed me, then my son went into his coat pocket, because everybody's going around saying, Kelly passed the mace, and Kelly maced it, Kelly did this, and Kelly didn't do a motherfucking thing, okay? So all y'all girls out there that don't know the fucking story, when they pushed me, my son felt some type of way that I got pushed, and he took his mace out, and he maced the motherfucking crowd to get the crowd to back up. And his mace was like a nigga be cool motherfucking stick, because he sprayed that mace, and the niggas was definitely cool once he sprayed that motherfucking mace. So now everybody's in the ball, and all the girls is gagging in the ball because the mace is just in their mouth and everything. The kids is trying to get me out the ball, Miss Thing, and I'm like, well, I'm not going anyplace, Miss Thing, because this mace don't bother me. For any of the girls that don't know, Miss Thing, mace doesn't bother me. So all the girls are just gagging and everything. And so I'm sitting down at the table, and the security guard that pushed the kids came. I'm not going to mention anybody's names, you know. If everybody, if they call in, then we go there. He pushed the table in my chest. When he pushed the table into my chest, my son pushed the table back at him. As my son is pushing the table back at him, my butch girlfriend jumps across the table onto that security guard's back and took him down to the floor. And then all the Ebony Butch Queens is attacking my girlfriend, Miss Thing. That's a cunt, Miss Thing. I go over there to try to break it up, Miss Thing. They drag me down to the floor, bitch. Now, I'm on the floor on my motherfucking back, Miss Thing, and I'm sitting here gagging, Miss Thing, because I had nothing to do with this whole motherfucking shit, bitch. And now I'm on the floor gagging. Now I'm on the floor, Miss Thing. I'm amped now. Now I want to fight, Miss Thing. And then the cops was in the ball. As all of this is going on in the ball, the cops are standing in the back, and it's two cops, and all of this is going on in the motherfucking ball while two cops is in there. So I get up, and I'm swinging the motherfucking trophy after I get up off the floor. The cops come over to me and says to me, ma'am, can you please stop swinging the trophy? We're going to walk you to your car. We just want you to get out of here. We don't want no more problems. And so that was the motherfucking story. So if anybody heard anything different or said anything different, that's the story, and that's what happened at the motherfucking ball.
The part that you forgot, Kelly, before the mace was even being sprayed, the chair got thrown.
Oh, yeah, the chair got thrown. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the part about the chair being thrown. And I was trying to control the Mizrahis. Jack was trying to get the Ebonies to go back. Somebody over on that side said something. And so then when they said what they said, Jack said, oh, that's how y'all want it. So he said, what did he say, Kool-Aid? Because I remember.
He shut out his mouth. He tried to stop it. And one somebody from that side gave what they gave, and that's when Jack said, well, if that's the case, if that's what you want, Mizrahis, grab anything that is in your hand. If they come over there, you'll have to do what y'all have to do. And when I turned around, that chair got thrown, the mace came, and they got whoever who was in the front, and they got me. By that time, the cars was lined up and went to the stage with their grandfather. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the House of EBQ that won grandpas. And, yes, what I heard, it was three people left to vote, but I heard that the EBQ did get the money. So if that is true, you know, congratulations to y'all. You know, well-deserved. And like I said, I had a blast in the place. And the place looked like that far, too.
I need an EBQ representative to hit me up to let me know if they didn't get their coins, Ms. Thane, because I've seen that it was three of my small bus walk for the cash, honey. And so I heard that they – oh, was somebody saying that they didn't get their coins? Somebody sent me up saying that they did not get their coins.
Oh, well, congratulations. Seeing Kevin, probably one of my favorite voters from Philadelphia, and my nephew Jamel came out, and they gave the girls a one-on-one performance. I got my life. And to Deja and the new girl
that's in the house. They got half.
Oh, okay. And congratulations to the female figure from Pittsburgh. She's Ebony. Well, you know, grand prize, well deserved. You know, congratulations. And
well, congratulations to the High CV, for definitely getting what they did get, honey. Because you know, most of the time people don't get nothing at all. But I'm gonna be honest with you. The Ms. Rahis was walking that grand prize this thing, and so I found out that it was three or more walking for that had to walk for the cash. And I gagged, honey, I gagged. Hold on, but we have a whole bunch of callers. Let's start taking them. All you girls out on the phone lines that want to call in, they got 1500 for the girls in the chat room are saying they got 1000. They got 1500. Everybody that's out the phone lines, anybody that have anything to say, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we are definitely taking callers at this time. My first caller on the phone lines for this evening is 834-825. You're live on the air on the recap show. 434-825. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, this is what we're going to do, right? I'm going to call your number. I have so many girls on the phone line. I'm going to call your number, and I'm going to call it twice. If y'all don't say anything, I'm going to completely disconnect y'all off the phone line, and y'all not going to be able to get back on the line to talk or listen to the show at all. You're going to have to find a computer to get back on the line because the phone lines are jammed. So if anybody press 1, when you press 1, you got to be ready to talk or you're getting hung up on tonight. We're not going to play this game tonight. Okay? My next caller that I have is 804-503. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. This is Dominique LaCroix.
What's going on, baby? How are you doing?
Hi, mother. Hi, sis. Nicole.
Nicole's not on the line right now.
Hi, son.
Hello, Ron. How are you doing?
What's going on, Dominique? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling. I wanted to call because I wanted to express my feelings about the Baltimore Bar. I attended the Baltimore Bar this weekend because it was an HIV prevention bar, and me being a humanitarian and being a HIV preventionist myself, I felt like I needed to be at that bar. So that was my reason of going to Baltimore. I got a concern with Baltimore, though. I walk many balls, and I compete many balls. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. Sometimes I win when I'm not supposed to win, and sometimes I feel I lose when I'm not supposed to lose. But I'm a good sportsmanship. I show good sportsmanship, so sometimes I feel like I really don't say nothing all the time because that's just ballroom and it's politics. However, no shade to the boy who won Grand Prize Runway, which was Tabray, I believe, Bronick. There's no shade towards him because he didn't choose himself. But it was calling for a certain effect, and I believe that the Illuminati's Daryl and what's the other one named? Daryl and?
David.
Illuminati brought their effects, and it was everything. Iman Escada brought her effect, and it was everything. Kamora Khan looked at fucking flawless. And I myself, you know, I think I looked good also. And while I'm watching the battles, every battle seemed to be going good except for the ones that the child, Tabray, was walking. Tabray, he seemed to be sitting at everybody when he did not really deserve to be sitting nobody. And when it came down to the battle of me and him, I kind of like, they had to like recount. It was like a bunch of shade or whatever. And I'm looking at the panel and I'm just thinking like, it kind of upset me. It really disgusts me because I feel like, when is the girlfriend shit like really going to stop? I believe that sometimes you do have your girlfriends that you vote for sometimes, but Baltimore, a lot of people don't respect Baltimore, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons why, because you always can't be girlfriend about everything. Sometimes you got to give credit when credit is due. And I wasn't going to call because I didn't want nobody to think I was bitter. I'm really not bitter about it. I just feel it just really upset me. And I just wanted to let that out.
Well, baby, this is definitely the place to let it out. Don't hold it in. Don't hold it in. Let it out.
Yeah, I just think it's time. Sometimes the girlfriend shit got to stop sometimes because people put their hard work, money, and their effort, especially people, and then you go there and you lose. Like, honestly, and I'm speaking honest, I believe that the last battle was going to be between me and Kimora. She fucking looked flawless, and the Illuminati looked flawless, and I just don't understand what the fuck went on, but I do. It was the girlfriend shit, and I think that just has to stop. But
okay. I want to thank you for definitely calling in. Can you please press 1 and take your hand down?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. The next call I have is definitely 404-839. You're live on
it's
the
me.
Air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Seven? What's up, Rodney, everybody? This is Booty. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Booty?
What's going on? I'm right. I was just calling to give a little input on the ball last night in Orlando, Florida. I supported. It was sponsored by Zoli Mugler. He had a ball down here in Orlando with the awareness here in Orlando, the AIDS awareness group here in Orlando, and it was a nice little ball for Orlando. The Muglers came, and the Milans were definitely in there. The Ninjas were damn sure in there. And the Cons was definitely in there. They showed up and showed out. And it was just a nice little function last night in Orlando. Give big props up to Zoli and his accomplishments on last night. You know, Orlando is a small city when it comes to ballroom. You know, that city is growing when it comes to ballroom. But it was a nice little function last night. And it was a little bit of confusion, but that got squashed and settled, I guess. But that's about all I want to say. And give a big shout out to my house down here in Orlando, the Cons. Good job, baby. And look forward to coming back to Orlando and pouring more balls. That's about it, babe. But what's going on, Sheldon? Nanishk? Is Sheldon still on the line?
I don't know where she at, though.
Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me? I've been shooting.
Yeah. I called you earlier, but you didn't answer the phone.
No, because I was in the movies watching Denzel's new movie, Unstoppable.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's a lot of phone calls on the line, so I'm not going to hold up the line. And Kelly, sit your ass down and stay out of trouble.
I didn't do nothing this time.
All right,
thank you, Moody, for definitely calling in.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Yes.
See you guys.
The next caller we have is area code 305-627. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. Enrique wanted to come on.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Rodney,
how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to thank everybody for coming to the Baltimore Coalition and the Health Department's Ball Know Your Status. We had a great turnout. We didn't have a lot of trouble. From what I'm hearing, I guess certain people felt it was shade, and girlfriend panels exist in every state because I've been going to balls for a long, long time. I have not been to one ball that has not had a girlfriend panel. And if anybody knows Rodney, you know me. I'm not going up and down that panel scrutinizing people that I thought that was carrying. Did I not?
Yeah, you was. Even me.
Right, exactly. Even you, exactly.
Right.
So, you know, that being said, it's not girlfriend. It's more so politics. And that's why I kind of like that you had representatives who didn't know anybody, like who house they were, who they were. They just based on core talent. And that's why I thought that was cool because they weren't like, I can't do this because they're Milan. I can't do this because they're Lord. They just based on what they liked opposed to what they didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Now, Jabray's effect might not have been on point as everybody else's, but the way he came out and his walk is, like, is right. You know, I can't say, like, Dominic wins a lot, and he loses some. Very rarely does he lose. Just because he lost this one time, don't say that that's why nobody likes to go to Baltimore, because people don't like to go to Philly the same reason. What we're doing is we're trying to build up Baltimore from that. Like, I'm sure they're trying to build up Philly, and anybody in any respectable stakes are trying to do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? And, like, out of that whole ball, that's one thing that happened. A lot of people won from different places, like D.C. won, V.A. won from this ball. So it's not a girlfriend panel. It's just who the judges chose to pick. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has their own mind. You know, so that's what I just wanted to say. It just bothers me. But I'd like to thank everybody again that came out to support. You yourself, Rodney, everybody. Next time, Kelly, you have to attend, because it was a really nice ball. All categories was finished and all the cash was given out. And I just want to give a big thanks from the Baltimore Coalition for everybody came in to support us. And we're going to be having another one really soon, so expect everybody to come. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.
And congratulations to Dina.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Don't click it.
Anybody else that's on the phone lines and y'all definitely want to talk about anything that happened at any of the functions this weekend, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And definitely come up here, and we're definitely going to be talking about everything that was going on. We have another caller, and the next caller we have is 732-774. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Over.
Hello.
This is Father Harold.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. This is Harold. How you doing?
How you doing, Harold?
All right. What's up, Rodney?
What's going on, Harold?
Hey, Harold. Nothing, just wanted to call and give a shout-out, congratulating everybody who had a ball this weekend, especially, you know, the agencies and the health departments that are putting their money out, you know what I'm saying, to spread the awareness, and also to Roy, you know what I'm saying, Roy is always a good guy, always making sure, you know what I'm saying, there's no drama in the scene, and it was unfortunate that, you know what I'm saying, his ball had to, you know, well, the ball was actually over, so not to say that his ball ended like that, but that happened, it immediately happened at the end, but... You know, Roy's a good guy, and, you know, nice trophies, and, you know, it was good seeing a lot of old-school people out, you know, some of the newer generation, but I agree with, I think Kelly was the one that said it, that, you know, it would have been nice, you know, to see a little bit more people come out to, you know, support one of the nicer people in the scene. But that's it. That's all I wanted to say, and shout-out to everybody listening.
Thank you, Harold, for calling in.
All right.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm gagging. I'm really sitting here, and I'm fucking gagging because, bitch, I forgot that Harry was at the function, bitch. That poor local had me going, bitch. And Harry just said he was at the function. I remember Harry was, I seen him in the bathroom when I went in the bathroom. But, bitch, that poor local was a shit, bitch. What the fuck? I mean, I might have to give me a couple of case of the zones before they take them off the market, honey. Hold on, let me get Nicole on this line, honey. She wants to come on, honey. She has something to say. Honey, and DJ Mike, you... Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on? This was the most packed line. Nobody's spilling no tea, but it was so packed. I've been fussing this number for like a good 10 minutes, and it's just packed. There's so much going on.
Girl, that's what I was saying. I'm just sitting here, and I'm just utterly gagging and saying that so much negative brings so many girls out. But then when Cabbage do her show on Monday night, I mean on Tuesday night, and you were doing yours on Wednesday, or I'll do it on Wednesday, Miss Thang, the numbers don't get past 30 or 35, Miss Thang, and I got 160 girls on the phone line, and it's 91 girls in the chat room, Miss Thang.
God damn! Well, that is all nice to see. And you know what? They all would have came to the ball instead of just waiting to get to see on the phone line. We would have had a much more happier situation happily. Hi, Rodney. Hello, mother. Shout out to the whole House of Khan. I enjoyed the Ms. Rahi battle back and forth, Ms. Kelly. It was two shades. I want you to know that two of those trophies were not yours. Okay, girl? All right. But I want to give a shout out to all the kids.
I love the battle.
But it was not yours. But all my kids, I love y'all all very much. I'm living and I'm so happy that everybody came out and everybody had fun. And I think shout out to Roy and all the Ebonies and everybody that I've seen that I've known since I was a little boy. I think the ball was a complete success until the end. And after evaluating all the stuff that happened, Rodney, it happened really ball over, and it was classic Ebony. It was classic Ebony. And for everybody that's listening and everything, if you don't know what classic Ebony is, then go do your homework. It was just that. And then after the Mizrahis was gone, they were battling each other. Classic Ebony. And it didn't affect the ball and nothing out of the none of the shade occurred while the ball and any of this was going on. It was all at, like, literally time to leave. So I think it was a real good, it was fun. And I look forward to coming out the next time and getting the whole house of Ms. Rahi.
Oh, well, baby, whenever you ready, whenever you want to play, honey, whenever y'all ready to play, I'll play with y'all. Honey, I love playing with y'all, honey. Y'all was definitely a house to play with, honey, that night, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 267-516, you're live on the air on the recap show. Let's try this one more time. 267-516, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Uh-oh, you're out of here now.
Okay, we're down to 160 callers now. Okay, and now you ain't gonna be able to get back on the phone line. Any girls that's on the phone line, if you have something to say about anything that happened at any function this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And when I come to your number, please say something, because after the second time you're gonna get disconnected, Miss Day, and you heard Nicole. She's been trying to get on the phone line for the last 10 minutes. And she couldn't get on the line. So, girls, please don't gag, honey. Let me try to get Bam on the phone again. I tried the number, but it wasn't going through. Hold on. Let me try it again. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
You're live on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, this Bam. Who this?
This is the show, Bam. What's going on?
What's up, Rodney? How you doing?
What's going on, brother? We just wanted to call and get your take on the incident at the ball, if you got time.
Oh, yeah, I got time. It's good.
It's Kelly and Selvin and Nicole.
Oh, what's up, Nicole? Personally, for me, I was more or less just standing there doing what I was asked to do. And I guess the little boy who was voguing against Cassandra was a Mizrahi. Initially, he kept stepping on my shoe while I was standing there. So I was sitting there fucking with him at first. You understand what I'm saying? And I think he stepped on my shoe for like a second or a third time. And I really didn't even say nothing to him. But when Cassandra had won the battle, I told him, you know, you can't win them all. Don't be upset, you know. Get him the next time. In the midst of me doing that, actually, I tapped him when I did it. Whoever the little Mizrahi boy, the little sex siren boy is, he ran up and started yelling in my face, saying some shit about I mushed the little kid or some shit. The little boy is too little for me even to put my fucking hands on him. That's first of all. Then, you know, I saw Kelly and everybody kind of run over there, you know, saying whatever the hell they were saying. But I'm kind of pissed off at the situation because Roy had the situation under control. I didn't even think it was a situation until whoever it was spraying me with mace. You know, what I remember seeing is, I personally felt like Kelly pulled out the mace and passed it to whoever the little light-skinned boy is. I haven't been out that long within the years since I started, but when I came, I don't know some of these new kids. You understand what I'm saying? But I got a good sense of who they are now. You understand what I'm saying? Just within all my phone calls that I've gotten today, I don't come out to start no trouble, but everybody know that I'm not no punk either. You understand what I'm saying? I think the whole situation could have been avoided, but I really felt like some of them kind of enticed the situation to go on a little further than what it needed to go on. Yeah, you know I'm saying, but that's really how it happened for me.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you, Ben, because Kelly never once got up out her chair. I never once got up out my chair. I never passed anybody mates because I don't do gadgets. Gadgets ain't never been my thing. I've never been a girl to do gadgets. I never passed anybody mates. And I never got up on my chair and said anything to anybody until all the kids started rallying up. When all the kids started rallying up, that's when I got out my chair and tried to control my children. And I spoke to Cabbage, and Cabbage clearly said, Kelly, you didn't pass anybody any mates. So I don't know where you got that Kelly passed anybody any mates, because I don't come to boys for gadgets because I don't need gadgets. I've never been a girl for gadgets. I think gadgets are for pussies.
Yeah, in person, that's really how I felt, because my whole thing is, if it wasn't a situation that was going on, what was the purpose of the mates being sprayed for anyway? You understand what I'm saying? So my
the
whole
situation
thing was...
The situation with the mates was because the evidence was coming towards us, and when one of them got past Jack and the rest of the security guards that was holding them trying to get to my kids, they pushed me out the way. And when they pushed me out the way, that's when my son mates, because they pushed me out the way.
I could clearly say
if anybody was in a situation, and I can honestly speak 175% in saying if that situation was reversed and Samaya was on the other end of the situation and somebody pushed Samaya, the bitch place from the house of Ebony would have done the same thing that my kids did with me.
Oh, no, and one thing about that is I don't deny that by far. You understand what I'm saying? But for me, I'm going to speak because I'm me. You feel me? I felt like it was total disrespect, because my thing is, I felt personally the mace went directly in my face. So my whole thing is, Kelly, when I got my bearings and myself together, you know me just like Selvin know me, just like Nicole know me on this phone, Rodney knows me. I don't like disrespect, because I don't disrespect nobody unless they ask for it. You understand what I'm saying? I felt like totally your peoples was disrespectful. So my whole thing is when I initially got my mind right, all you hear is Kelly this and Kelly that. This. So initially, I thought it was you. And then when I ran over there to you, yeah, I did hear you saying, man, it wasn't me. By that time, Kelly was already too late, because I was already upset. Because my thing is, I felt as though y'all probably could have controlled it a little bit better, especially if you already seen Roy calming everybody down.
This is what happened. We were controlling the situation. The situation was being controlled. And so Jack was over there trying to control the Ebony side, and I was trying to control my side with my children, and one of the Ebonies came out their mouth and said something out their mouth, and that's when Jack told the Mizzou to get chairs and grab whatever y'all got in your possession, because it's not going to go down like that. That's how the situation happened. And then you came after you got yourself together, and then you came and threw the table into my chest. My son threw the table. My son and my girlfriend threw the table back at you. They grabbed my girlfriend over, and then all the butch queens from the house of Ebony was attacking my girlfriend. Now, if we wanted to be politically correct in the situation, okay, I could have had all of those butch queens that was over there, all of them, locked up, because my girlfriend is a little fucking girl, and all of these men was attacking a woman.
But I put it to you this way.
My girlfriend went to work today at the Board of Education with her head, with a big knot on the side of her head. Her face is swollen. Her ankle is motherfucking bruised and everything, because the butch queen from the house of Ebony attacked her, and I'm telling them it's a girl, and they still attacking her, and then grab me down to the ground when I'm trying to break the situation up.
Well, I put it to you this way, Kelly. Let's think about the reality of it. You know, everybody comes to a ball for whatever they come to. Everybody's image is what it is. In the consciousness of fighting or somebody getting into a scuffle, you're not going to think consciously that's a boy or a girl. Okay, yeah, her image does look like a boy. Nobody knew that until after the fact, that you constantly yelling after a while, after everybody had hit her. The point was, after I did what I did, your girlfriend at the time, which I thought was a boy, was swinging a trophy. So my whole thing is, that's why they actually jumped on him or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, okay, it's an ill situation that happened. The point is, where does it go from here? Because my whole thing is, since I've been back out within this past year, it does seem like you personally have a little animosity towards the House of Ebony every time that I've been around. So my thing is, like, if y'all need to just hold on like personal grudges that y'all need to get off your chest, I think maybe that's what needs to be expressed. Because if it's a personal issue, it's never going to stop.
I want to understand that. And where do I have a grudge with the House of Ebony? Me and Cabbage talk on the phone on the regular all the time. Me and Cabbage works here on the show with us. Me and Cabbage do everything together, talking everything. I don't understand what everybody is saying that Kelly has a grudge, because when I come to the ball, I don't come to the ball looking for problems. I don't ask for problems. I'm the type of person, if I'm a no-tolerance type of person, I'm not going to take no shit and I'm not going to have nobody disrespect me, okay? We was trying to control the situation, and it looked like the Ebonies could not control that side of the situation, and that's where the situation got out of hand at with the whole situation. And everybody's getting upset because everybody's getting mad and stuff because my son Mace, mistake, the Butch Queens and the House of Ebony would have did the same thing. They would have made so they would have attacked, and somebody pushed Shania to the side trying to get to the Butch Queens. They would have did the same thing, but everybody's upset because it's telling. Shania, a Temperance, a Raquel, or any one of those other girls, nobody would be so mad. But now that it's Kelly and Big Bad Kelly and her kids defend her, now everybody feels some type of way.
Well, you know,
keep forgetting is that the chair was thrown before the mace. When the chair got thrown, that's when Kelly's son came in through the mace, because I swallowed some of the mace. I was actually standing right there. By that time, Kelly had already had her house members on the wall. The only one that kept jumping off the wall was Danny. Well, all that was
Danny.
Going on.
And I second definitely, mostly because I sat there and watched. And I also watched this, that when they were coming, and bam, this is the truth, and you and I go back like bamboo earrings and Skippies, okay? When they was coming and they was trying to resolve the situation, and I love every member in the House of Ebony, them Ebony were being classic Ebony. They all was coming. And when they told them to get up against the wall, Kelly stood up and turned around to her kids and said, shut up. By the time she turned back around, it was on and popping and going. The chair came, it was it, and then it was just on and popping and going. And then right there at the time, to the whole world and everybody that wanted to see, Miss Kelly got wore out because she did not fight back. And it was just her and her lover on the floor. And I don't know, I personally don't know where the mains came from. I didn't even know that I was choking off the mains.
Well, Nicole, I'm going to say on behalf of me, because I'm true to who I am. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I will apologize for the fact of it going on. But me personally, I just felt like it could have been more controlled. I'm not going to speak for everybody else. I'm speaking on behalf of me. Kelly, my response to you was, all I heard was everybody saying, Kelly this, Kelly, you know, the little gay terminology. When I saw you sitting there, it seemed as if you and your friend was laughing about the situation. That's why I got explosive. You understand what I'm saying? Because me being from the school and town that I am from, it's like these new little motherfuckers, the respect level is not where it needs to be. And I'm not acting like I'm important in that scene, because that scene doesn't mean anything to me for the people who really know who I am. You understand what I'm saying? That scene doesn't do anything for me but lately put a dollar in my pocket. You get what I'm saying? My thing is, I felt some kind of way, and I'm telling you personally, that's how I felt. So that's why I acted the way I acted. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
it's not because anybody else feels some kind of way about you. It's because Bam felt that way about you.
But, Bam, can I ask you something?
I felt at that present time.
Bam, can I ask you something? If you felt a certain kind of way of Kelly, for you didn't know Kelly for years, and Kelly didn't know you for years, why'd you didn't pull Kelly to the side? If you felt this way, this is Elvin. Why you didn't pull her to the side?
Because I'm going to tell you personally, Selvin, me and Kelly do know of one another. Kelly rarely speaks when she sees me, so I don't feel compelled that I need to speak to her. she had some.
No, let me stop you.
Hold on, let me finish talking.
Before you finish, right? And I'm going to tell you this, just like I told Derek, Derek said he doesn't speak to me because I don't speak to him. And like I told Derek, I was raised, in regardless to what everybody might think about me or say about me, I was raised that a man is supposed to address the woman first. I don't address men until they address me first, and I speak to everybody. And I told Derek this, and I told a lot of other people this, and that opens the door for me to speak to other people because they come and address me first. That's how I was raised, that men are supposed to address women first.
Okay, well, that goes back. We can go back and forth with that and everything, but these are the facts. So the fact of the matter is Bam is not Kelly's girlfriend. The fact of the matter is Bam is in and out of the scene, and whenever he does hear something to a house that he has been loyal to for thousands of years, it may make him feel some type of way. Yes, it may be have been immature that he should have maybe, if he felt that bad or felt that way, maybe he should have approached Kelly. But let's be real honest on his phone, that's not realistic. Okay, and because Bam and Kelly is from two different places. They're from two different places, two different times. And like I said, because I will say this with this being coming out now, it gives me the chance to say this, it looked like that. It looked like that when everybody was coming. It looked like it was deeper. It looked like that. It looked like when Kelly said something, that was it. It looked just like that.
To be honest with you, that's what the trigger was.
I see it. Because what I'm saying is, wait, my hold up. She didn't say anything. I don't know about Mason or who passed Mason, but I know for sure when she got her, she didn't say anything to the House of Ebony. She addressed it her kids. She not one time got in the negotiation confrontation. She was sitting right there. But when that bitch stood up and she yelled and said like that, that was it. It all went down. From that point right there, and when you say what you say, I respect you because you just told the truth because it looked like that. It looked like, oh, no, we are tired of this bitch. Yeah, it looked like that. So when you jumped up, maybe it could have been misinterpreted, Kelly, that you were saying something to them.
Nicole, I was standing right there.
Hello, everybody. It's Father Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Hi, Baba. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, Kenny, what's up?
I just wanted to first just say to everybody, I hope that everyone's all right. I was there at the ball. First, I just want to give kudos to Father Roy Ebony for throwing a successful function. It's unfortunate that now another venue that could have been something that we could have used in a time when we don't have any venues is now probably another one that we can't use anymore. And I just ask that we always blame the young kids, but honestly, as leaders, as adults, as the forefathers that's holding on to this underground media that we call the ballroom scene, we have to take responsibility in our own hands. And, well, honestly, as we as leaders, if they see us jump, our kids are going to jump. And we have to remember that that's a power that we hold. So we allow someone, if we get out of control, our kids are going to get out of control. And then we also have to reap the responsibilities for those actions when they happen. So I can't say who was right and who was wrong. I just know that I saw a lot of people that I care for, whether it's someone I speak to all the time or someone that I speak to occasionally, in harm's way. So at the end of the day, I just hope that everyone is safe, and I hope that everything is resolved, and I hope that calmer heads prevail. Because, of course, quite honestly, we fight against each other, and we've got the whole world against us. So it just really doesn't make any sense. That's the first thing. Secondly, I just wanted to say congratulate my kids on this weekend for our Runners of the House production win. Thank you very much. Tamil, Kodak Ivisu for the runway win, and Remy for Butchering Drag performance. And, we had a lucky – Prince Lucky for his Catboy win, and Justin for his win in Baltimore, and also for Slim and his win in Baltimore as well. And I also just wanted to welcome new mother Shantae Visu, Baltimore mother, into a new role. It's been long overdue, so we definitely thank her and stepping up into another position. But that's really it. I just hope that everything just kind of smooths over, and I love y'all all. Hopefully we can all get this resolved. So thank you very much, and I'll y'all in Atlanta.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
All right.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right.
So sorry for being cut off, but like I said, when Kelly stood up to tell her children, and her exact words was, shut the fuck up. Get against the wall. That is what she did.
That's exactly what I said. But when they seen her react like that because of the animosity that has been growing in other cases, the attack came immediately on her. That was not right, but it was deeper than that. So that's why I'm saying is when we go into that and everything, maybe they should have gotten a clear view on what was going on. And maybe, Bam, you know, as you being an old leader of the House of Ebony, that you felt some type of way, maybe, you know, you should have said, well, is there some type of shade would have so that when a situation like that at hand came, you wouldn't have blacked out? Because that's what it was. Kelly said, stood up. She said, shut the fuck up. And, bitch, it went crazy. Then it was basically like the whole other side of the room came up where the Mizrahis was up against the wall.
She said, Mizrahis,
can I just interject for 1 minute? My thing is, listen,
okay,
to me. I totally understand what y'all are saying, Selvin, Nicole, Kelly, Rodney. I respect everything. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay,
one thing about me, I'm not a disrespectful cat.
Hold on, I don't respect none of this that's going on because if it was a problem, if me and Bam had a problem with
Hello?
Me, okay, I've been out for many years, Bam has been out for many years. I see Bam out all the time. Me and Bam speaks at everything. We sat at this board before this whole situation happened and we talked and we kiki'd and anything. I just think all of that is phony. I've never been a phony motherfucking bitch. If Bam felt some type of way about me, Bam should have addressed me and told me he felt some type of way about me towards the House of Ebony because I don't have no problems with the House of Ebony. I have no problems with anybody in the House of Ebony, okay? I have plenty of girlfriends in the House of Ebony, okay? And if Bam felt some type of way with me, he should have addressed me and told me he felt some type of way with me about towards me because I'm not a phony bitch and I know I've been a phony bitch. I'm one of the realest bitch in this motherfucking ballroom scene, and that's why the girls can't motherfucking take me and the girls throw shade at me because everybody else in this motherfucking scene want to throw underhanded reads and underhanded shade and all types of fucking shit, bitch. If I feel something that's on my motherfucking tongue, I'm going to say how the fuck I feel. I don't know fuck if you're an icon, a legend, a pioneer, bitch. I don't know fuck if you started this thing, bitch. If I feel some type of fucking way, I'm going to fucking say it, and that's why the girls don't fucking like me. And I just think this whole shit that Bam is talking right now is fucking phony and it's bullshit because I talked to Bam all night before this whole situation happened. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, the phone keeps going in and out. Somebody's phone or something. Hello?
And it goes into, like I said, when it comes down to the leaders and stuff. Don't get me wrong. If I feel a certain way, I call the leaders and I let them know. You know, like, for example, like the situation when, you know, the Allure Khan situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I had a problem, I addressed it. You know what I'm saying? That goes for any house. It's like, you know, no shade. It was like an incident that happened in Orlando, you know, with the Malone and Khan, even though that situation is cleared up. I called Warren about it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, my kid didn't call me on it, but I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I called Warren. I didn't have Steve's number. You know, it's as leaders and as people that's in the old school should know how to do things. And just like I'm saying, I'll say it again, but them two to know each other for a minute, that should have been cleared a long time ago. So it don't matter how many times Kelly got up, Kelly never addressed them at all. Kelly didn't even look their way. That's the gagger. When Jack was trying to handle that, Kelly got up, turned her body towards Ms. Rice and told Ms. Rice to shut the fuck up, Ms. Rice. Get on the wall.
Hello?
Yeah, you're back, Rodney.
All right. Put it on, Bam. Hang up, he's still on.
Bam is still there.
Hello?
I just think. Listen, this is my whole thing about this whole situation is, I have my children under control. Okay, and there's no shade. I've been speaking to Cabbage, and I'm speaking to Roy, I'm speaking to Larry, I'm speaking to all of them, because we're going to resolve this situation, okay? And the situation is going to be resolved before we come to the next function, and that's how the situation is going to be. It's going to be resolved, and the situation is going to be squashed. But on behalf of my house, mistake, on behalf of my children, my 11 children that was in there, I have my 11 children under control. If they would have had that other side under control, the situation would have never got where the situation got. There would have never been no mace. There would have never been anything if they would have had that other side under control. And I can only speak for my children because I'm the voice of my children, because my children are not allowed to come up here and discuss this situation. Okay? The other side wasn't under control, and that's how the situation got out of hand.
Like I said, and I said, can anybody hear me?
Yes, you can hear me very well.
I mean, well, like I said, and I said again, if the chair would have never been thrown, it would have never got out of hand the way I would have it. Don't get me wrong, like, it was birds, everybody was coming at each other, but nobody swung at each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all go through the arguments and stuff. And like I said, when that chair got thrown, that's when your son came with that mace. And when I said I was standing there, because after I had got my members intact and they followed my rules with no hesitation, no problem, when I turned around, I saw a chair, I ducked, I saw your son, mace got wherever it got, I swallowed it, I turned around again, Raiden, you're on the floor, and I'm like, what is going on? It got so severe that it went from that situation to the Ebony just fighting each other. To the point that I had to run over there and was like, y'all need to stop. Like, y'all even fighting each other. And I had to say, this is the Ebony. That's the Ebony. What are y'all doing? Like, it was really getting out of hand to the point that I couldn't even, like I was choking still at the same time while all this was going on. And that's when my child and Nicole got me and got up to seven. You can't stop this move.
All right.
Yeah, you better go.
That's how out of hand they got. That's how, like, really out of hand they got.
Do you have any more callers? Yes, it's callers, but this situation is ridiculous. The situation is really ridiculous.
Who is saying that the situation is really ridiculous?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me, because the phone had got like real staticky and just went somewhere else. My thing is, person, this is Bam. You know, once again, my thing is, I'm more or less like this. I need to know where is it gonna go from here, because me personally, I'm too old. I have a lot more to lose than probably some of y'all have to lose. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, I'm not going to allow nobody to disrespect me and spray mace in my face. That's number one. You understand what I'm saying? Number two, like I said, I'm not going to fault myself for anything that I've done based on my reaction, the way I felt the situation went down for me. You understand what I'm saying? My response was based on totally how I felt the situation went down. So my thing is, Kelly, if I was in the wrong for assuming it was you that sprayed the mace, I don't have no problem owning up to it and apologizing for that. You understand what I'm saying? But my thing is, I just felt like the mace should not have been sprayed, because I felt like Roy was doing an all right job of trying to get us back. I don't know where the hell the chair came from, but when I watched it on the clip, I'm sitting there like, who the hell is throwing chairs? Because it looked like it came from the back door somewhere, and then I'm just looking around like, what the fuck is going on? But my whole thing is, we do need to try to get a little bit better. I've been going for a long time. Since I've been back around, and it's only been 1 year, you understand what I'm saying? It has been always the tension of me hearing Kelly, me hearing Kelly, me hearing Kelly. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, yeah, it may seem like it's a little animosity thing, but most people who know me know I am going to defend the house, whether they're right or wrong. And when they're wrong, I will let them know that they're wrong. You understand what I'm saying? But second of all, I'm going to defend myself to the fullest, because that's what I do. I'm born and raised in the Bronx. That's what I've been doing for all my life. That's what still has me here to this day, me defending myself. I don't come out to start no trouble with anybody. I play with those who I feel as though I need to play with. I'm a no tolerance person, like you said you are, Kelly, and that's probably why me and you really don't see eye to eye. You understand what I'm saying? But my thing is, from this point on,
I didn't even. Well, this is the first time I'm hearing that we didn't see eye to eye. So, you know, this is news to me, but go ahead and finish.
I guess what it was, I guess my vibe with you has always been like you always seemed like you had tension. I felt like it was some tension because I always felt like, you know, it was never no love there from you. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe that's probably what some of the attitude was. And like I said, I don't hold back on how I feel about anything. And that's what most people fuck with me because I'm going to speak my mind regardless. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm letting you know from this day forth, that's where it was coming from. Because I always felt like it was some sort of tension there. And maybe that just could have been me overthinking shit. It is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, I really felt like it was a disrespectful ploy for your people to even spray any mace. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, I don't know if the mace got sprayed.
Bam, it is no shade, but we're going to resolve this situation tonight. But, Bam, I'm going to have to totally disagree with you. I'm going to have to really totally disagree with you, Bam. And like you said, I can honestly say, Bam, if it wasn't a Kelly or it was somebody else, the situation wouldn't have went so far. Somebody would have never been pushed to the side by some butch queen. Somebody would have never been tossed down on the floor or anything without the evidence having some type of reaction towards the situation. So I'm going to have to totally 190% disagree with you. Because y'all would never, I've been out for years. Somebody has been my cousin for 33 years. Somebody has been my cousin. And ever since I stepped on the scene and my bitch all went to Somalia, y'all was ready to attack. I was pushed by a bitch queen. A chair was thrown at me. I was thrown on the floor. But it's wrong for my children to defend me because it's Big Bad Kelly.
No, Kelly. I'm not denying the fact of anything of your people defending you. I'm speaking on the intentions was, for me, it initially started right there when Cassandra and what's her name was battling, going at it. Because originally your son approached me saying that I had mushed the little Amari or somebody like that, who some of these kids I don't even know. Me and the dude was actually sitting on the runway laughing with one another. You feel what I'm saying? That's how it initially started for me. So I feel like before a chair got thrown, the mace was already sprayed in my face. Because even on a video clip, I'm standing to the side putting water in my face so I can get my bearings right. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm speaking from the sense of where I felt as though the situation started for me at. I can't speak for everybody else. So that's why I'm telling you right now while we're on the air, you understand what I'm saying? If I reacted wrong, I apologize for me because I am a man. I'm man enough to apologize. You feel what I'm saying? I have nothing to do with anything else that came after that. But I just felt like it was wrong during that time when Roy was standing right there, right towards the middle of the runway, close by the sideline where everybody was sitting at, for that boy to spray the mace. It wasn't that deep because Roy had the situation under control. The situation right there.
Listen to me.
It started with about five people right there on the side of the runway.
The chair got thrown, and I ducked. And when the chair got thrown, that's when Kelly's son came.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Kelly's son came and then threw the mace. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So
that's when it happened.
Everything was fine.
I'm telling you word for word. Everything was fine. When the evidence of the Mizrahi was going word for word, Kelly got up and said, Mizrahi, shut the fuck up. The only one that was not listening, the only one that kept, like, trying to move from the Mizrahi side was Danny. And it went from Danny from the Ebony, and they just kept going back and forth. When Kelly finally got it in control, the chair came. I ducked down. By the time I went to go reach back up, Kelly's son came and started spraying the mace. It went from the mace. That's when y'all had caught the mace. I swallowed some of the mace. When I turned it back around again, everybody was in action. Kelly was on the floor trying to protect her dyke lover. And it went from that circle to the point that the Ebonies were fighting each other. I went to the side of the Ebonies telling them, stop. Me and Doug was like, stop fighting. Y'all are evidence. Y'all are fighting each other. It got to the point that they was giving, I don't give a fuck. And I said out my mouth, what do you mean you don't give a fuck? That is your house member. When it got more out of control, that's when my daughter and my son got me, because I was still coughing. And they said, Nicole said to me, mother, you can't stop this. They're going to keep going. And that's when I moved.
Right.
That's how that happened. Honestly, that's how that happened. And it's no shade. And I'm going to keep it real with you. That's like if it was Ashley, or if it was Ayana, or if it was Tetris, or if it was Shannon, this one, that one. If somebody is saying that their mother is getting attacked, period, none of us is not going to stand in. And that, knowing you for years, I know what you did. You're not going to stand in. You're not. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not.
Right.
As much as I might be going through ups and downs with anybody in my family, it's not going to happen. There's no way. Right. That's like what Ainge, you know, like whatever that situation is, but it really is what it is. And none of us is going to stand there and let none of our precious people. That's like Danielle. It would be the time that a girl would snap her fingers without even you already know what it gave back then. If a butcher even thought about even whispering or blowing or looking, you already know what it gave. You already know.
Right.
You're not going to, not my mother. No, you're not.
Right. Right.
Even if they could defend themselves or not, no, you're not. It ain't even happening.
Right.
Now, it's a difference, like, if Kelly wasn't involved and he just came with the maze. And he'd be like, oh, really? Like, oh. But it's like, really? Think about it. Like, that's my mother. That's like if it was our real mother. That's, you not want to say what you want to say or do what you want to do. You know, that's like a Raquel or this one or that one. Not our mothers, not even our acting mothers, period. I mean, me personally, I wish it would have stayed verbal, and it brought, you know, and that would have been it. But it was like she had thrown table flip, mace, and it was like I said, it was getting to the point that Ebony was even fighting Ebony, and I'm like, I feel like I'm back in Virginia all over again. But I just hope it, you know, I hope it just be solved. You know, we all make our mistakes. You know, that's how I see that.
Right.
Well, like I said, the situation on behalf of myself and my children, the situation is done. Okay, I have my children under control. I need to finish talking with Cabbage and Roy and finding out where the situation is going from with the Ebony. But on behalf of my children, the situation is resolved. And the situation is done. The situation happened, and it's all over with, and it's done, and it's resolved for us. And I got to finish speaking with Cabbage and I'm and see where the situation is at with the Ebony. And Cabbage said they were having a meeting yesterday, and they were talking about the situation. And so I'm waiting to hear back from Cabbage. But on my part, the situation and my children, the situation is done. Because I can handle my monsters.
My children are
I'm going to speak on a personal level for myself. The situation for me is done. I mean, because I felt as though I got my rocks off. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, I just don't like the disrespect. The news cycle of what's going on has really changed compared to what I'm used to. You know what I mean? The respect level of the new, and like we said before, we can't keep saying the new, but it has a lot to do with the taste of what the old heads is really portraying for these new kids. I really feel like there's not a lot of lessons being taught to these new kids that's coming out to where they feel like they are amped and they're prone to just jump. And that could be any house. I'm not saying specifically just your house, Kelly. You understand what I'm saying? That could be any house. No old leaders are really teaching these new kids lessons of the respect value of what the ballroom scene was back in the day. So I think you're always going to have these kind of problems go on if the lessons are not being taught. So for me, like I said before, personally, I apologize to you because I was under the impression it was you. So I'm telling you from my mouth to you, I apologize if I thought it was you.
I accept your apology, ma'am.
Amen. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. She was asking prayers work. Oh, God. Oh. And that's what I'm talking about.
Hold on, because we have a whole bunch of callers. Our first caller that we have is 323-268. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air on the recap show.
This is Michi Ebony. I also have my uncle, the icon Roy Ebony, on the phone as well.
Oh.
Hi. Hey.
Hi, Roy.
What's up?
Your ball was fabulous, and I like your duck walk. It was like Benji Duck, like the Benji Duck walk from back. I haven't seen that in so many years. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm just really a little upset. I was thinking that, like that. I'm just really kind of upset that I was late to the place, and I'm trying to keep peace, and I'm trying to keep peace.
wondering what's going on. You asked the question, Roy. What was the question? Because I can't hear.
I couldn't hear.
Yeah, because you're on the three-way, so you sound really low because I can't even hear you.
Okay.
This is the call. I can't hear
I think every
reaction from the whole situation just made the situation abounding because the chair was thrown, the mace was thrown, this person was pushed, you know, and everybody just overwent and reacted. The mace thing, I can understand exactly what you said because it was straight and like Bernie and Mike and a lot of innocent people that was just trying to break up the fight was mace.
And see, and I think, Nicole, that's the point that I'm trying to make. I really don't remember anything about a chair. I remember them two battling. Roy running over to me on the runway because I was working. I told Roy, calm down. I got it. Mace went in my mouth and in my face. That's all I can remember.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That's what I'm trying to explain to y'all. When the chair got thrown, that is when Kelly's son came from that side. And that's when he threw the mace. It wasn't like he just came out, y'all, and just did it. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
There was no chair thrown. It was.
Roy, everything I love, and I wouldn't lie on nobody. It was. It really was. It was.
I was talking, keeping everybody calm, trying to calm people down.
See, and that's
what
I remember.
And when he sprayed the mace, that's when everything started happening. The chair was
the first.
No,
the chair. Yes, it was. The chair was small, Roy, because I ducked.
Hold on. Kool-Aid, hold on. Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Sir.
Yes.
Yes, this is the person at the bar who sprayed the mace. I sprayed the mace in defense of my mother. When Jack Toad was trying.
Hold on, let him finish.
Made the announcement for when he was trying to extinguish the situation, he told everybody to get back. He said it three times. When the third time he said get back, I don't know how anybody looked specifically or who Roy was specifically, and I apologize for spraying that at you and you were trying to extinguish the situation also. But all I seen was five or six different people charged her after something had already got thrown, and then that's when I responded, and I sprayed and dropped my mace back in my pocket, and then everything continued from there.
That's what I'm trying to tell them, that when y'all was trying to stop it, Roy, that's when they threw the chair. And that's when I ducked down. When I said the chair came out of nowhere on your side, I was gagging.
The reason why you couldn't see the chair, Roy, or Bam, because put it like this. Y'all in the middle of the floor, right? Kelly and Jack right there, right there on the side. Y'all done made it to that line. That chair came from way over there in the back of where it just pushed all the evidence. It came from way in the back. So when y'all was standing right there, and Jack and Ollie Roy, I remember you being in the middle, sitting right there, that's where the chair came up. So where y'all was from is what y'all saw. That was y'all vision. Y'all backs was turned to y'all whole house as they were coming.
When y'all finally calmed your side down, and everybody had calmed Danny down, that's when the chair came, and that's when I ducked down. When I went to come right back up, that is when Kelly's son came with the mace.
But you were the beat of it. I don't think that it ever had really calmed down.
What I mean as calmed down. Where everybody was going verbally, everybody was split apart. When we turned back around again, that's when everybody came close. That's when Roy and them came. And in the midst of Roy and them trying to calm Bam and them down, and Bam is telling him, I got this, and Kelly is doing what she's doing, that's when they threw the chair. I ducked down.
So the chair was thrown. Fine. That's fine and Danny. The chair was thrown. Okay. Why would you spray mace in there with all those people in there?
This is where it comes in.
My cousin's doing the thing. My cousin's choking. Almost had an asthma attack. Hey, come on, man. Why would you spray mace in there? Why?
See, I think personally, now that you're on the phone, it's like you made a rash decision. It wasn't conscious, because my whole thing is the people that you initially sprayed it on me and Roy, the people that are standing there trying to defuse the situation, and I think that's why my reaction was the way it was, because when I got my bearings right, the only person I saw was Kelly. So in Kelly and her method trying to control what she was trying to control, I didn't see that, because I know my back was turned towards what was going on, to the right of the runway if I'm standing looking at the judges panel. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, my focus is from the point where I'm at, standing with Roy and everything in front of me. I'm not looking from behind, so I didn't see where no cheer came in at. So that's why I think when I initially got on the phone, I was speaking from the situation that I saw. I felt like we was controlling it. I didn't know how it got
Yeah, the chair got thrown, and that's when I got down, because I gagged. Because I'm going to be honest with you, everybody was in control. That's the gag. Everybody was in control.
Hold on one minute. To everybody that's on the phone, is listening on the phone lines, you know, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know at 1 o'clock if it's just going to go into the next hour, or we're going to have to hang up, because it's like I have so many people on the phone line, so many people have their hands up, and so many people have so much to say, I have to book another hour. So I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if everybody's going to have to hang up and call back in at 1 o'clock, or if it's just going to go straight into the next hour. But if the show cuts off and it doesn't go into the next hour, then everybody's going to have to call back in, and then we're going to start it all up again. Go ahead, Kool-Aid, finish.
Yeah, so when Roy and everybody had their side intact and you had your side intact,
the chair got thrown. And the gather was when the chair got thrown, the crowd was getting a fool. Because when I said the chair came out of nowhere, I was gagging. When I, like I said, when I rise back up, that is when your son came with that mate. And that's when he sprayed it.
I don't think
the one that caught it the worst was Roy, Bernie, and Bam, and me. By the time I turned around, as I had that mace in my mouth, gagging, I was also trying to stop the ebony from fighting each other. Me and Derek were trying to tell them, look, what are y'all doing? Y'all are ebony. And they were giving, I don't give a fuck. By the time that I was still trying, Nicole and my other child came and got me because they saw what I was going through. And that's when they got to realize, mother, you can't stop this. And they just kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. By that time, the midwives was already half of them was already out the door. The Ebony's were still fighting each other. So just like I said, it wasn't like this child just came out of nowhere and just said, you know what? I'm just going to make. Because it didn't happen that way. Honestly, God, it did not happen that way.
I understand that. It doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't have sprayed it to me. I don't care what nobody says. You shouldn't have sprayed that in there. Shouldn't have. I don't care if the chair was thrown. I really don't give a fuck if the chair was thrown. You shouldn't have sprayed it in there. I am fucking pissed off.
But boy, you can't say it. But boy, you know I love you, but boy, you can't say that.
Roy, wait, hold on, Kool-Aid. Hold on, Roy. I understand what you're saying, Roy. But you have to listen, Roy. You still have to understand, Roy, right? All my boys in my house are they're all country boys. All my boys are country boys in my house. Okay? The Ebony's are big dog wilderness boys. You have to realize you have these big grown men coming at these little country boys. What do you think they're going to do, Roy, to defend themselves?
I got you.
But at the end of the day, it don't matter. It don't matter if you're cunt. It don't matter. A man is a man. A boy is a boy. Period. The topic is plain and simple. No one is going to stand there and let no mother get attacked. Period.
I understand that too.
And that's and just like I said. It wasn't like. He came out and said, you know what? I'm going to mace everybody. He saw his mother getting attacked, and that was the first thing that came to his mind. Just like Bamman said, when you're upset and whatever you're going through, it's not on your mind. Well, okay, let me walk over there. Let me pull out my mace. Let me mace this one. No, it didn't get it. Just like no shade. When Kelly Dyke's lover is getting attacked, and you hear Kelly saying, stop, this is a girl. Action is going on. Just like me saying, what are y'all doing? Y'all are ebony. Y'all are fighting each other. And then you have somebody that's in the house of ebony saying with me, this is your house member. When you're upset and you're angry, things is happening.
Yeah, right.
It's not like somebody is disrespecting you, but at the same time, you're thinking, this is out of your thinking, I'm going to get you or you're going to get me. I'm not going to let you harm me or you're not going to harm me. That's what it gave. You know, like I said, everything was fine. The verb, everything was fine. And when I said, Roy, you had your side in control and Kelly had her side in control, whoever that was all the way on that side and did what they did, that's when it all hell had broke loose. Because everything was fine because if you remember, y'all kept going back and forth, so it kept breaking up more than one time. Before Jack got there, when Jack got there, before Roy got there, and when Roy got there. Everything was fun. Words. That's all it was. It was just words, words. Someone was trying to come up. This one was trying to come up. That's all it was just words, 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 words. To the point that I told my members, I got to read. Everybody come over here. Everybody stand over there. Everybody get over there. That's just how it happened. That's how long it was just verbs. That's all it was. It was just words. Like, bitch, shut up, and you punk, and you faggot, and come over here, and da-da-da, I'll fuck you. That's all it was. Shut the fuck up, stand on the wall. Ebony, you stand over here. That's all it was. As soon as that kid got thrown, I ducked down, Kelly's son came, mace, all hell really broke loose.
Yeah.
Guess what it was. Honestly, guess what it was.
Just really, I know everything was going so good, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of really, like, really upset about that.
And I don't blame you. And you know what, Lori? The ball still was fabulous. Everything about it was fabulous. And if we can all get past this, this would be great. But you can add that on as a very exciting moment, because for all the goodness it was and everything, it really turned out to be a really just nice situation. And just to take that part out. But when you got up on that stage, y'all, for the Kiki, I want to tell y'all, and I'm just standing there watching with James, it was like Malcolm X, the day of the assassination, bitch. It was like pow, bang, bash, boom, bang, pow. And the cops just came in, and they just was looking around. They didn't aggressively grab nobody or nothing. They just was looking around while everybody's bumping into walls and everybody's maced up. And you know what? Roy and them were not the only people that got maced real bad, because Bernie was gagging.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mentioned people from my case.
Bernie, Mike, they was gagging. Pussy got maced also. So Downs and Mizrahi got maced.
Yeah,
I don't think he went to throw Roy into Bam, and I know we are both wrong. It was very, all right, let's clear this room. And even his members had got maced up too. Where Pussy didn't know where the mace was coming from, she pulled out her knife.
Yeah.
Because she didn't even know that the mace came from her house. That's how he was just defending the situation, and it just all got really out of hand, because the way I see it, that was classic Ebony. And when not all of them are always in control, so when y'all was trying to mediate it, somebody else said fuck that, and they threw that chair, and that's when it just all boom, and the maze came boom, 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 and it went on for about like 5 to 10 minutes. That's how long it was going on, and then it ended with the legendary, the Ebonies fighting the Ebonies, and that was that. The ball was empty, and the cops was looking around at everybody. And they didn't even do nothing. They were just looking. They all came in, and they just was looking.
Well, I just think.
Hold on, before we go into this next album. We got a bunch of callers. So many girls got their hands up. 678-201, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all? This is Dexter.
Hi,
Dexter. I just feel about the whole situation that Roy got maced. You know what I'm saying? That was fucked up that he got maced. It was fucked up that Michael Hayes got maced. It was fucked up that Bernie got maced. Because they were peacemakers. They wasn't trying to attack anybody. You see what I'm saying? Now, I had a dispute with somebody in your house, Danny, but guess what I did? I went outside. I said, I'll see you outside. If you want to fight, see me outside. That's what I did. Now, the situation with the two Ebonies that's supposed to be fighting, there was one that's from the old school, that one of the younger kids that did not know, that was from another chapter. So he was just gone off with somebody else, and just boiled down that the other Ebony child, who was security, grabbed on him and gave him. He didn't know who he was, so that's why they was fighting. You see what I'm saying? And my whole thing is, I understand, and it's no shame. If any mother is being attacked or whatever, they kids supposed to retaliate. You see what I'm saying? Because it's no shame. If that was Sanaya, yes, we are going to go hard. And that's not supposed to be. But the whole thing was, I didn't really find out until yesterday what the shame actually was with that last category. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know the people are saying that my house brother, Mr. Maury, I don't know.
Which is a lie.
You know what I'm saying? People say they got it on footage, got it on tape, or whatever the case may be. I haven't seen the tape. Then people were saying, Kelly was the one that was passed to the base. The people were saying, I was in the balcony. I see Joelle, Mace, Father Roy, and Juicy, and all of them. Then they said the sex diamond child that's in the house of Mizrahi did the mace. I don't know who sprayed the mace. You see what I'm saying? But my whole thing is that it was just fucked up for Roy to give this ball, right? And for him to get maced at his own ball because he came as a peacemaker.
Can I say something, Dexter? And I'm going to keep this real because you know I love y'all. You know I love Ebony to the fullest. But I'm going to really keep this real. One, let's stop saying names because it wasn't like this child came out and said, I'm putting you out and I'm coming for you. Okay? It wasn't like that. Okay, so let's really get this clear. It wasn't like this boy came out of nowhere and said, you know what? I see Roy over there. I see this one over here. I see that one over there. I'm coming for them. It wasn't like that at all. Nobody passed this child any mace.
I didn't say, listen, I'm just saying what I heard. I didn't say Kelly passed nobody nothing. I'm just saying what I heard.
He's saying so many different stories.
But what I'm saying is that you're not only seeing this, you have your whole squad saying names. And like I'm trying to clear it up. It wasn't like this man just came out of nowhere and said, I'm getting just you, and I'm getting just you, and I'm getting just you. He saw his mother going through what he went through, and he retired. You just said out of your own mouth.
I know what I said, but I'm just saying what everybody was saying and this and that. And in another way, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like the wrong people was made. You know what I'm saying? I had a dispute with one of the Mizrahis or whatever, but I went outside. When Kelly and them came outside, when the police was outside
behind them, Hold on. Everybody that's on the phone line, we're going to finish this because I want to get to the bottom of this. And they just sent me the link from the video, from the battle, through the whole fight and everything. And they said everything that happened is clear as day on the video from Ballroom Throwback. So everybody that's on the phone lines right now, please hang up your phones and call back in. Wait until 1:01 and call back in, and we're going to finish this topic and get to the bottom of this situation. So at 1:01, everybody call back into the show. Everybody in the chat room, please get out the chat room, and we're going to start all of this over again, and we're going to resolve this by 2 o'clock, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And this situation is going to be squashed once we finish with this show, and that's where this situation is going to end on this show. Okay? So everybody hang up your phone lines and call back in at 1:01, and we're going to start this situation all over and get to the bottom of this situation. Thank you.